It's 6 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening Most Desirable. It's the best business radio talk show on the planet, Business Insights with Darren and Mario. And I'd like to say thank you, big thank you to our first guest, Nicola Sullivan from the Bird's Eye Consulting.
Bird's Eye View Consulting,
Bird's Eye View Consulting,
We have another guest online now.
Yeah, absolutely. This lady, she's remarkable, same as Nicole. And she's coming as well from the Siege City, from the Melbourne. I don't know why, but we love to talk to people from the Melbourne very, very much. I'd like to introduce to our guest. She's a very well-known publisher with an incredible authority and credibility. Her name is Alexandra Egan. Alexandra, welcome to the studio, Line 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Hello, Mario and Darren. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me today.
You sound like you're in the studio with us.
Alexandra, so I must start with you. Look, opposite me, it's Darren Capps Davis. He's a guy, he's an engineer. He knows technology. He knows the stuff. But when you plugged in your mic and you start talking to us in a break, Darren says, She has a great mic. Contrary, she has the best mic ever, so I can saw his surprised face.
It makes it easy for us here.
No,
audio is always the best. So welcome to the studio. You're here with us, in spirit at least, from Melbourne.
And let me tell you something, darling. Yesterday I spoke with Alexandra, and she was in the car, and she's going to do some domestic things, right? And I said to her, Alexandra, I'm hoping you don't hiding somewhere because, you know, I mean, they can find you without mask and everything else I can see on TV, screen some things. So, Alexandra, thank you for joining us in the studio from Melbourne Live. Alexandra, for our listeners, who is Alexandra Egan?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That was enough for today.
That's it. I love it.
So,
absolutely. Alexandra Egan. So I'm a mum, I'm a grandma.
And?
We have four beautiful grandchildren and three gorgeous children. And I was born in Greece. And so I was born in Greece and came to Australia in 1970 and have lived in Melbourne pretty much all of my life. And my passion is communication and connection. Mario, I love people. I really, really do. And, you know, speaking with you yesterday on the phone, I felt like I'd known you forever. And
Alexandra,
you're so welcome. And so Alexandra Egan is someone who's very passionate about building relationships, very passionate about, you know, growing people and helping them find, I guess, their potential, their innate potential. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, so Alexandra, I know that we before the show we try to introduce our audience who is our next guest, and it's easy for me to read your bio, which is it's always bio, and thank you for explaining to yourself to our listeners. But what I'm even curious, why leadership? Why in the field of leadership? Because our previous guest, Nicola Sullivan, which I'm literally asking you to be in contact with her. She's from Melbourne as well. I'm pretty sure there's a great synergy. But why you are doing leadership? Why about leadership?
Yeah, great question. You know what? Leadership is something that, I mean, we're all leaders ultimately, whether we're parents, whether we're in a role at work. Leadership is such an important role that each and every one of us play. And leadership is about how is it that we can help others around us. See, I've always been the advocate for the underdog. I've always had this thing about helping people who perhaps aren't able to find their voice, people who are feeling maybe that they can't bring out the best in themselves. And leadership is really important for us to be able to learn that skill. How is it that we can help people bring out the best in them so that everyone can benefit? And leadership in particular right now, with the way that the world is going, is so needed, Mario. It really is. And it's knowing how to do it well. And it starts from communication. It starts from communication. So leadership is important.
But your career didn't start with your company. Your career started much more early in the garment sector. So that's where you obviously, had this desire to see that, when you work in garment sector, I'll say something from my experience. You know, it's great work in garment sector. Not in and I sharing this desire to share with our listeners the knowledge, you know, from the both worlds, government and private sector, but you have the both worlds as experience. So in government sector, it's a pleasure to work, and you know, you're meeting different people, but however, you can't expand your knowledge and your experience all the time, because you know, it's a government job. So what was your role in a government job?
Yeah, absolutely. So my leadership experience started even before government, actually, but it grew and evolved within government. So within government, I started off as a disability officer. So working with people who were very vulnerable, people who suffered a mental illness, people who were in a domestic violence situation, people who were prisoners and ex-offenders. And so to be able to communicate and to lead these people and guide them through was pertinent in my role as a disability officer. Mm-hmm. From there, I evolved into leadership, and so I led many teams within the federal government space. But what was beautiful about that journey, Mario, was that I was also offered an incredible position to work in one of Victoria's largest male prisons. And I did that for 10 years, and I led the prison servicing for that space for 10 years. And that was quite a journey for me, a learning journey. And to be able to lead people in that space, we need many skills, many communication skills for that, to be able to connect with these people.
10 years in male prison.
Wow. Oh, it was fantastic.
What did you say?
Murray, it was the most incredible journey to be faced with people who come from all walks of life, from people who have so many barriers to life, and to be able to make a difference to someone right there, that is magic. To be able to connect with people on their level, and I don't mean that by devaluing anybody's level at all, but it's about knowing how to connect with people on their thinking level, because we all think so very differently.
That's very true, Alex. Darren here.
Yeah.
I was just going back to your earlier thoughts about leaders and communication, and I'm wondering, in this time, especially in Victoria and Melbourne, not to make commentary or anything, but if you've got an example of someone somewhere around Australia or anywhere who has done very good leadership and communication at this time.
Are we talking about politics? Or,
oh, no, I'm just thinking about maybe someone, you've got an example you can share with us of someone you're working with, no names or anything like
absolutely.
That, but just
yeah,
an idea
absolutely.
Of how someone has taken this time and looked at it, as one of my favourite words, as an opportunity rather than something that's bleak and those sorts of things.
Absolutely. I know of an individual who runs quite a successful company in Australasia and Australia, of course, as well. And she is an incredible leader in that she has offices pretty much all over in numerous countries. And the way in which she's leading at the moment is listening. And so, you know, being a leader, I think the most important skill when it comes to communication, because communication is not just about talking, it's about listening, is listening to what's not being said and what's needed right now to be able to help people through whatever's going on in the world or in that particular space. And so what she's done really well is listened to the gaps and what's not being said. And from that, she's created certain, courses, certain outreach, certain possibilities and opportunities for everyone around the world to come and connect so that they can then evolve and get through these uncertain times.
Just to follow on there, before we go to a break, you say that it's what's not being said.
Yes, that I
How
was
does
just,
someone validate that?
Yes.
Are you guessing? Can you validate? Or do you just ask a question?
Or is a mixture like a body language or something like your
Absolutely.
Presumption or something? Because Darren stole my question. So like you're reading my mind, Darren. What has not been said?
Well, we'll let you answer Absolutely. That one. But then I've got to follow up after the break as well.
Absolutely. That's a really great question. And this is where knowing your people so well and listening to see and to observe matters. So it is about body language. It's when someone says something or they're not saying something, is noticing their movements. What are they doing with their body? What are they doing with their whole physiology? What about their voice? What noises and sounds are they making? Because this tells us a lot about a person and their emotions.
Well, Alexandra, that's a very I'm glad we have you today with us online in studio. To our listeners, I'm inviting you to go on live 905.com.au and please join us live in the studio with Alexandra Egan from Domino Effect in Melbourne, and you're going to hear and learn a lot about leadership, which you didn't hear from nobody else before. And this lady, she has authority and credibility to share with us all these insights. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Darren on Align 90.5, the best business radio talk show on the planet. And we know you want more of Alexandra Egan after the break.
Alive 90.5.
21 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, thank you to our listeners in Sydney, in Australia and globally for coming on live 905.com.au and listening to this awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we are truly privileged to have today that unique person. She is an entrepreneur, and she's not somebody who just talks about leadership. It's a person with authority and credibility. 10 years working in male prison. It's a high pressure environment, darling. No question asking. I mean, being the female. And Alexandra, our guest in studio, she's live in Melbourne from us, and she has a better microphone than Darren want to admit. She shared with us those insights. And before we took the break, Alexandra, we mentioned that's more important to notice what has not been said than what's being said. But you know, can you share with us, you know, in this global environment, you know, I mean, of pandemic, let's go now concentrate ourselves only in Melbourne, but you know, leadership, what do you see, what's happening with the leadership in the business world currently now?
Sorry, I didn't hear that one more time, Mario.
Okay, so what do you see, what's happening with the leadership in the globe or around the globe right now? Do you see that's a crisis in leadership, that's a leadership, it's actually becoming like an old school, they need to adjust, adapt, improvise, use a new skill. So,
yes, absolutely. I think what's lacking at the moment in the world, or generally speaking, in terms of leadership, is suddenly we now have to adjust our way of leading. Suddenly we're doing things more so online than we are face to face. And a lot of people aren't familiar with how to go about leading and connecting with their people from that space. In my line of work, I've spoken to many leaders who are finding it challenging at the moment to be able to lead their people, particularly from perhaps a Zoom call or a screen. You know, how is it that I can lead my people and better connect with them when I'm used to doing it all the while, you know, old school, sort of face to face? How do I do that now? And so again, it comes back to, and I think we spoke before the break, we spoke about really noticing and listen, not just to hear but to observe as well. You know, our body is a phenomenal tool, and it gives us feedback all the time, and so it's really about being present to our people all the time and listening to hear but not to answer.
So Alex, and just quickly, if I may add to the conversation there. So on a Zoom call, people often, they just do their head, not even their shoulders, just their head.
That's right.
How do you learn stuff from a headshot?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, the thing is, like anything, Darren, it's building that muscle and testing and measuring and observing over the years, you know, like anything. I mean, I certainly wasn't born with the skill. I learned the skill and started to develop the skill, particularly within my time in prison, within my time with leading teams. And as you become more familiar and aware of those certain jolts and the certain movements, you start to pick up on how people are feeling. So, for example, with these Zoom calls now, you know, people just get straight into the do, and there's no observing. Okay, so who have we got here today? How's everyone feeling? How's everyone doing? And noticing their responses. And it comes back down to knowing your people deeper. Because when we know our people at a deeper level, we can pick things up on screen as well, even more.
That's very interesting. So, like, you know, Darren, I'm just laughing because, you know, I saw on TV, like many of these Zoom conference calls, whatever you want to call, people dress themselves nicely on top. I mean, as you mentioned, they're just a head, but below it's like a, you know, the, you know, pajamas, like budgies, you know what I mean? And the jockeys and everything else. Oh, I mean, the kids running behind.
Too much information.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what it is. I think that people become more relaxed. So may I ask you just, this is Mario Beckes asking you a question. How do you spot and how do you see the true leader? What's the qualities or marks, or externally, internally, mentally, emotionally, or in, I mean, IQ ways, you know, how do I know who is a good leader? What's the qualities of the good leader?
Yeah.
And you have full right to tell us those qualities, because like your credibility, it's second to none, Alexandra. So please share with us.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, in leadership, a good leader is a person who is not, who is really into their people. A great leader is someone who is into their people, and that it's not just about success, but they're more about fully engaging their people. So a good leader is someone who listens and wants to learn about their people, who is comfortable with and flexible with wearing so many different hats when they're around people, and knowing when they need to step into that particular archetype, or when they need to wear that hat to be able to serve that person at that particular time.
Interesting. Yeah, please continue.
A great leader is also someone who is cool with pausing, yeah, and not talking. A great leader is someone who asks a lot of relevant and very powerful questions to be able to extract all of what they need from their people in order to serve their people in return.
And yes. Darling, it's like to ask a question.
Alex, yes. I'm just saying, I can see in you, because what is absent from your communication just there is filler words. So you know about pause, and you know how to take the space and give people time, but also speak great, courageous words, and you're cool with that, and that's great.
Yeah, may I just add something on this one? I do remember as a kid, right, when the Comrade Tito was alive, you know what I mean, and Fidel Castro was coming, right? Anyway, it was a speech 6 hours long, right? And the two leaders, you know, that was the thing. They were just talking for 6 hours. Nobody asked the questions, but nobody questioned their leadership, you know what I mean? I'm the leader. They were continuously talking about leadership. But in today's environment, as Alexandra mentioned, it's very important to pause and ask the questions. You know, that's the one of the qualities many leaders actually don't have. So, Alexandra, can I be more cheekier now and, you know, ask more cheekier question now? This is to satisfy my ego, and I presume many people not ask this question to you directly, but because, as I say, you have a credibility to answer. Now, I can see a lot on social media, people call themselves the leader. And I don't know, there's an office anywhere in Sydney. If I can find, let me know, so Darren and I can go get the title leader. But many people, they call themselves the leader. And how does somebody become the leader? And why it's been the like a custom, like a gospel, that people talks about this, I'm the leader in such, I'm the leader in something, and I'm the leader. Because leadership brings the different responsibility. And I always say, like, you know, our conversation yesterday, when I was in military, particularly in a war, I used to be getting the red book, Darren, red book, right? And before every operation, I need to calculate some not very comfortable numbers, you know what I mean, the ratio of the, you know what I mean, wounded, dead, you know what I mean, injuries, this and that. And if I go over the 8% of the total casualties, you know what I mean, they will tell me, you know what I mean, you don't deserve to be the leader, right? So why the people call themselves leader, and how they become the leader, Alexandra? You must be able to answer this question for me. This is my personal ego now, because I say there's a lot of leaders around us, and I never hear from you. You are the leader, and you are creating the leaders. So please, please indulge me.
Do you know, Mario, it's interesting you ask that question, because over the years, having worked in many organizations and having being a staff member of leaders, of many very of great leaders, but also some pretty woeful leaders of time as well. You know, people become leaders within organizations, and I'm generalizing here. They become leaders because suddenly there's a spot that needs to be filled. And so, hey, you know what? They've got the technical background. They've got the technical experience. So they must know how to lead. So let's just, you know, promote them and bring them into a leadership space to get the job done. What's missing there is that leadership is not about getting the job done.
No, it is
not. It's not that at all. It's not about the do, do, do. It's so much more than that. And so because we're so much in a hurry, everything is rushed, you know. We've got to get this and we've got to meet this statistic and we've got to meet this KPI and we've got to get these votes in and we've got to meet this star rating. So let's just choose that person because they've done really well in their role as an officer. So now let's promote them. That's not leadership. You know, technical skills is not leadership. Leadership is being able to step up, pause, and really observe people's attitudes. What's going on in the environment? Let's pause and see what we need to change. Can we disrupt the status quo? Mm. Can we actually challenge some of what's being done and what's not working? And let's do it differently. And it's okay if we stuff up along the way. Let's try something different and come together.
I do agree with you with this stuffing up, you know, together. You know, I mean, every process has the obstacles, you know, I mean, you're going to face, right? You agree with me, Naren?
Totally.
You're going to hit the wall one day, you know, I mean, but what Alexander, she says, that's a very, very valid point, you know, pause, look around, check, you know, I mean, go back, you know, I mean, please continue, Alexandra.
Yeah, I thank you. I wanted to share a quote with you, if I may, that's
Please.
Really stood out for me. It was from Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, you know, I suppose leadership at one time meant muscles, but today what it means is getting along with people. And so it's okay, you know, people sort of are rushing to get leaders on board. And let's not go too far with what's going on around the world at the moment.
Mm.
Even with our political leaders at the moment, you know, we're looking to fill a gap, to fill a spot. But how are we making those choices? Are we making those choices out of desperation, out of urgency? Mm-hmm. Or are we pausing and really understanding, well, what is it that we need to fill that gap from a leader's perspective? What's required right now? What do we need in that leadership space? Not just, you know, a thing or someone that can do something, but who do they need to be?
Alexandra, if I may ask you one question more before we take a break. Now, this COVID situation, as I say, you know, I'm the child of Chernobyl, and I do remember Chernobyl like was yesterday. I always said this, you know, I mean, I said to Darren, it was almost Istanbul was snowing, and you know, I mean, there was army on the street, and you know, people never talk about leadership, but it was actually more showing and proving themselves they are leaders, you know, I mean, through the actions. But now we learn nothing through the history, and nobody goes back in history and learning mistakes from the history. But you, as a credible person with authority, what was the one tip you can say or share with our listeners who are envisaging to become the leaders, or they are classified themselves as the leaders? What's the biggest lesson they can learn from this situation, COVID-19?
Yeah, the biggest lesson we can learn from this COVID-19, I think, situation is to be able to facilitate, as a leader, to be able to facilitate movement in the right direction, whatever is needed at that in this particular moment, and have our people in mind. So it's not about rushing to get things done, but facilitate in the right direction. That's what matters. So understand what's needed by our people. It's certainty at the moment. People need certainty. So you must facilitate the certainty, facilitate it in that direction. That's what's needed in leadership right now, certainty. That's the gap. And people are so uncertain at the moment. You know, there's a lot of mental illness at the moment. People are fighting to, they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So again, it's asking the right questions to facilitate the right movement in the right direction. I can't stress that enough.
Alexandra, I'm truly hoping, you know, I mean, that everybody, you know, please help us. We're going to do from our and Darren and I. But this interview is going to be today available on the podcast at live905.com.au. And excuse me, check on the podcast section, because one thing I like it about you, what you doing this while you're doing this interview, apart of having great microphone that is not happy still, it's your calmness. And you live in a city where I would already go crazy. But I said, I would thank you for this sharing with our listeners. To our listeners, please come on live905.com.au, and we're going to take it further with Alexandra Egan from Domino Effect.
To
20 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners in Sydney, Australia. Thank you to all sponsors online, 90.5, Darren and I. Very grateful to everybody who's helping this radio station. And we are truly privileged and honored to have in the studio with us. Well, I need to apologize myself. Our previous guest and current guest, Dan in Melbourne. And for the some miracle, I expect it's going to be much more different conversation. But I say, like, thank you, Alexandra Egan, for lifting our spirit in the studio to Darren myself. Darren is still upset with your mic. So you need to share with him this, Alexandra. What are you using? So, Alexandra, we spoke about leadership. And, you know, you have the previous experience in garment sector. Like, I'm still, my head's going around spinning because of the you. I didn't know the fact that you worked 10 years in a male prison. But Alexandra, a part of you creating leaders, and I say, like, you know, everybody who is even seriously considering or contemplating to become the leader or enhance their leadership skills, please talk to Alexandra Egan. Alexandra, to your credibility, authority doesn't come from your knowledge experience, but you as well wrote 3 books. So can you share with us your books, what they are and why did you write them, what the names are and how they can we can get the hands on?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you for that, Mario.
You're welcome.
So the first book I wrote was back in 2018, and it was called Finding the Lion Within. And the reason I wrote that book was twofold. One was to prove to myself that I could do absolutely anything I put my mind to. But two, and more importantly, was to share with my clients and my audience that they too can put, you know, do whatever it is that they want and put their mind to. We all have a story to share.
Yes.
And we all have something that can help the next person. We all have the answer to a question somebody has.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the purpose of my first book. So that was my journey, which is currently being revised. The second book I wrote at the beginning of COVID. So when COVID hit this year, I was actually in the shower and I come up with this idea. I thought, wow, I've got all these years of experience. I need to put it together to help people find a job in uncertain times. And the reason I did that, Mario, is because I worked in the employment services space for a very long time and I knew and I'm very familiar with the barriers that people have to finding employment, whether it's after they've become redundant or they've lost a job or whatever's happening right now in the world. So that was my main purpose for writing that second book.
So may I ask you something as well, just to clarify, when was this, when the siege of the Melbourne started in March or now in August? It's just that's the second book, it started in March, right?
Yeah, the second book I authored and published in April. So March was when COVID happened in Melbourne and I got to it straight away. I needed to be able to serve people. Mm-hmm. I needed to be able to make a change en masse.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was in that space in that time, I could see and hear what was happening with people, where the uncertainty was.
Yeah.
And I only could help so many people. So I thought I need to write a book and put everything out there that I know, 20 years of knowledge into a book and get it out there to people straight away so that they can help themselves. Now, this book is not just about how do you write a CV or a resume. It's so much more than that.
That's something. To all listeners, Darren and I are going to announce something very important 2 minutes before 2 o'clock about those books, so stay with us. So the third book, please, Nicole.
Sure. The third book I co-authored with another 24 incredibly powerful women, and it's called Changemakers, Volume 4. And the reason I contributed to that was because it was leaders coming together and sharing their expertise, their journey, if you like, on how they create a change in the world, wherever it is that they, the space that they worked in at that point. So how it is that they got to where they are today. So we all share a very powerful chapter and tips and tricks and strategies on how to, I guess, become a change maker in the world, because we all can. It's just a matter of knowing how.
Alexandra, I need to ask you one personal question. It's a very intimate question. What makes you, what is your jump starter, as Dan says. Star jumper or jump starter?
Yeah, jump start in the morning.
I prefer star jumper. That's
yeah,
my
way. Oh, star jumps first. Yeah. Jump start.
I prefer my way, yeah. So, English not good. Like I have a daughter, you know,
you're
mean, he does the voiceover over the interview. But, you know, where's your jump start in the morning, Alexandra? What push you? Do you wake up in the morning? And as I say, like, don't take me wrong, I'm very grateful to live in Sydney comparing to Melbourne and what you guys went through. And as I said, like, you know, I was like a little girl, you know, in March and April and May. I was crying to Darren almost every day. I just want to get out. But, you know, what makes you, what pushes you, what possesses you to you wake up in the morning, be happy and create environment, not just for the leaders, but for the everybody else around you to excel and be better than themselves?
Firstly, it's gratitude. You know, we have so much of so many things, Mario, and yet people focus on what we don't have. It's so minimal of what we don't have, and we have, there's an abundance of what we do have.
Yeah.
So it's focusing on the abundance and what we do have.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I always think about when I get up in the morning, and I love that you said that, because that's where our focus starts, and it's really important for each and every person, each and every leader, when you open your eyes, to create an intention for your day.
Yeah.
What do you want your day to look like today, and for what purpose? And to be able to make a ripple effect for whatever it is that you're waking up to, for whatever it is your intention is, how is that going to ripple effect and affect people on a positive note? Do you know what I mean? How can you create change? That's how I wake up every morning. What will I do today that will change just one person? Because I know that here in Melbourne at the moment, a lot of people are struggling and they're challenged with what's going on. I get this.
It's a mental challenge, you know, Alexandra. You live in that city, like, you know, and
I, as I said,
we can't comprehend this, you know, I mean, here in New South Wales, you know, I mean, and, you know, we can just hear it on the social media, on TV, it's nothing about this, you know, I mean, but is that the biggest obstacle, like a biggest challenge, is a mental challenge or mental?
Absolutely. It really is, Mario, and it's not being able to see your family. You know, my family, my mum and dad live 30 minutes and I can't go and see them, and they're elderly. You know, our children, you know, they live quite a distance and we can't see them nor our grandchildren. And it is, it's mentally challenging for a lot of people. It's something new. It's almost like where a lot of people see it as we're trapped.
Yeah.
You know, as we're trapped. But here's the thing, and this is what I say to a lot of my clients, for what purpose do you feel trapped right now?
Yeah.
Like, you are living in this, in your home of love and connection. You're living with people, you know, you can actually get up in the morning and cook whatever it is that you want to cook. Having worked in a prison system, I've seen trapped. I've seen trapped. And again, though, watching their mentality and their human behavior and how it was that they dealt with their obstacles. And look, it's chalk and cheese, I get it, but we're still talking about human beings, right? And how it is that we survive. And it comes back down to what we tell ourselves. Our self-talk is major for whether you're a leader, it doesn't matter. It starts with self. It starts with our inner talk, with our self-talk. And it's been able to build that skill and create that opportunity for somebody else to teach them how to do that.
Alexandra, this is, like, as you can hear, when Darren and I don't talk and interrupting, that's mean that we are writing down everything what you say. Even we can hear this on a podcast. But we'll be back to you, Alexandra. We take it one more short break and then we'll come back to you and discuss more about your books and how people can reach you. You're listening online, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And thanks to Darren Capes Davis again, my very, very good friend. He's also a human being. We can talk to Alexandra Egan from Domino Effect in Melbourne live in the Siege City. Thanks to his knowledge of technology. You're listening online, 90.5 Business Insights, your voice, your station.
Alive 90.5.
7 minutes to two, Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And thank you to Alexandra Egan from Melbourne from Domino Effect. Alexandra, why Domino Effect? Why are you calling? Is it Domino Effect your company? Did I read?
Yes, Domino Effect Consulting.
Oh, okay, why Domino Effect Consulting? Why Domino Effect? Why not Butterfly Effect? Or Domino Effect, it's very very sophisticated, you know what I mean? Butterfly Effect, like everybody try to understand, but Domino Effect, it's a similar but not so similar. So why Domino Effect?
Because absolutely everything we do has a domino effect result. So everything we say, every single thing we do, something always is impacted from that. And it can have a domino effect of great at results or a domino effect of negative results. So, and it starts from, it's a domino effect of who we've become, from who we were growing up. Everything is a domino effect in life. And leadership starts, it's a domino effect.
Well, that's very interesting. So, Alexandra, before we end up the show, because we have a few more minutes in, I mean, I'm hopefully we can talk in a very, very, very near future, next couple of weeks. Alexandra, what would you give the biggest tip advice to everybody who start a business and he's going to have the manpower under, is going to become the leader? What was going to be your tip number one, even they become business owners with the employees below them?
My biggest tip would be, given my experience over the years, and it's a pattern. So as human beings, there's a lot of patterns and codes. And my biggest tip would be, firstly, get really clear with your purpose. It starts with you, end of story. And so know why it is you're doing what you want to do and know where it is that you're heading, and then reverse engineer from there. That is my biggest tip. Know where you're heading. Have a target, have a direction, so that you know how to reverse engineer to get there.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, Alexandra, before we end up the show, I know that you need to share some things with us. So I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the Line 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren. Thank you for having great microphone. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for brightening our day. No, seriously, thank you for accepting my, Darren and myself, invitation to be today with us in studio. And please, please indulge us and be our guest again. And secondly, I'll leave you to Darren because I know you have something to share. It's not a ticket for Bora Bora, but I know you have something else to share with us. So, Darren, take it over.
So, Alexandra Egan from Domino Effect Consulting, how can people get in touch with you? And you may have something that may assist our listeners to actually reach out to you and gain from your insights. Over to you.
Yes, thank you. And I just would like to say thank you to you, both Mario and Darren, for this opportunity. I really do appreciate because it is an absolute opportunity to be able to serve your listeners. So I can be reached on www.alexandraegan.com.au. So there's a contact detail there, and there's some contact numbers and so forth there. And I'm also contactable on Facebook and Instagram as well under Alexandra Egan.
I just tried to find you on Instagram now, Alexandra Egan, but there's so many Alexandra Egans now, and I can't.
Okay.
And I understand that a special offer that we have on our Facebook.
Yes, you have something special.
Yes, yes, I do. I will share that with your listeners straight away. So essentially, with your, I guess, the first 100 listeners today, I've got three offers. One is a one-hour strategy session, which, you know, it can be related to either personal or professional, or a one-hour complimentary Reset Leadership Accelerator session. Or I would love to offer a complimentary lunchbox workshop for any leader and their team, 30 to 45 minute presentation on any topic, depending on what is going on for you right now. So tailored to the needs and interests of you and your team right now.
Well, that is so beautiful, Alexandra.
That's amazing offers there. Amazing offers. And once again, how do people get in touch with you? Your website?
Yes, sir. AlexandraEgan.com.au, or Instagram is under the Domino Effect number 12.
Oh, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. You've been listening to Business Insights with Mario and Darren and Alexandra Egan from Domino Effect.
And her interview with us today is going to be on our live905.com.au under the section podcast. Check this interview. You'll be glad you did it. Alexandra, we're wishing you a fantastic day ahead to you and your family. And we'll see you soon in the studio again.
Terrific. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you.